and always will remain essential. I'm Lydia O'Kane.
The churches in North and South Korea can make an important contribution to the promotion of reconciliation and lasting peace on the divided peninsula. That's the view of the outgoing Secretary General of the World Council of Churches, Reverend Dr. Samuel Kobia, who visited the North Korean capital Pyongyang in October. The WCC delegation visited three churches and held talks with the North Korean President Kim Jong-nam and one of the three leaders of the isolated communist nation. Following his return to the WCC headquarters in Geneva, Philippa Hitchens spoke with Dr. Kobia about his impressions of the church in North Korea.
I would say that the thing that struck me most was how lively the small Christian community in North Korea is, because we hear very little normally, and therefore to come to a situation where it looked so normal in a congregation like where I preached, or a house church where we listened to testimonies of so many Christians. I think that's the one thing that strikes you most when you encounter church, both the church leadership and the ordinary members of the congregations in North Korea.
These were Protestant churches, or did you see anything of Catholic churches as well?
These were Protestant churches, and especially, as I say, because our formal relationship basically is with the Korean Christian Federation, which is very much like a council of churches, but it also represents the churches at the national level. But we didn't encounter any Catholic churches or other churches, really. We had a very short visit, but we traveled quite extensively in the country.